was a brand new remix of a band called Tremor. They are a power trio out of Buenos Aires, Argentina, and they have a record called Proa, which came out just about a year ago. And last month, their SoundCloud page now features a remix album of that record. So many of the songs remixed by artists from across the world, including Vancouver's very own Block Treat. Yes, that's the project of Brandon Hoffman, who has been on this program before, a good friend of mine, former student here at SFU, an alumni, we would say. And yeah, they just threw his song up, his remix. Very funny story. I won't get into it really, but basically, Brandon was on this program. I played some Tremor. Unbeknownst to him, a few months later, that very band from way down in Argentina contacted him and asked him to make a remix of one of their tracks. So they heard him somewhere. But yeah, Brandon Block Treat is getting a lot of exposure around the world, so congrats to him. They even put the first track on their remix album. So that was a track called Galopeador Contra el Viento by Tremor, and redone by Block Treat in his signature style. And yes, before that we heard some music out of Brazil. I called it slightly bossa nova, but on second inspection, not so much. Kind of just tinges of electronica and nice Brazilian guitar playing on that. So that was Lucas Santana, Partículas de Amor. And next I'm going to play a new instrumental hip-hop track from Japan, the artist Uyama Hiroto, the album Freedom of the Sun, and the track 81 Autumn. This is Wandering Rhythms on CJSF 90.1. FM, broadcasting from a beautiful, slightly moist Burnaby Mountain.
Thank you.
Sweet sound of the oud. That was Driss El Maloumi out of Agadir, Morocco. And a new record called Makan came out in late 2013. Yeah, great hand percussion on that as well, as is the thing in many Arabic nations. Yeah, they use their fingers a lot better than we do, it seems. There you go. So before that, we heard a little indie rock from Brighton, England, a brand new band called Black Honey, kind of a mysterious little group, and the only way to contact them is to text them. And they leave their phone number, apparently, on the website. And the track Teenager, from an upcoming album of some sort, but only a few singles existing so far, Black Honey. And before that, what did we hear? We heard, oh yes, a great, great Malian singer, a legend in his right, and that's from, Mali in West Africa. His name is Kasse Madi Diabate. He is a Griot, the caste of musicians who are born into a lineage and become master musicians, almost as if it's, like taking a degree in science, like it's inevitable that you will become a master if you work at it. But yeah, this man is incredibly talented, and in West Africa he is a legend, and that is his brand new record called Kirike, which just came out a few months ago, and it was his first solo album in over a decade. But he's done many albums with other folks, including Baleke Sissoko, the great kora player, the French cellist Vincent Segal. Yeah, lots of great records, mostly like classical West African musicians. And yes, Kasse Madi Diabate. There you go. And before that, we heard Uyama Hiroto, the track 81 Autumn, from his new record Autumn of the Sun. That's S-O-N. And, Freedom of the Sun. There you go. Music from Japan. And next, before we head to Cabo Verde in just a few minutes out in, off the coast of West Africa, we'll just got one track. In the meantime, this is a pretty far out number here from Myanmar, formerly known as Burma. This is call it classical music if you will, but this stuff's pretty freaky if you ask me. All right, here's Amar Sine, the track Ahlu Shin, and by all estimations, she is a very well-known musician in Myanmar. Oh,
落着裤裙耶，哇呜啦落着裤裙耶，阿鲁西嘛阿鲁西家娃的心，他的牛怪了耶，那么也落着裤裙耶。
Coco.
And I'm DJ Star.
Come join us for Slumber Party, Tuesdays at 6 p.m.
You'll hear female artists, oversharing, and research on health, psychology, and identity.
Hope to see you there.
So what showed up in your feed today?
Oh, the usual. Tide Pod Challenge video, so retro. And some stranger DM'd asking if I was alone. Don't you get that too?
This is childhood. But it doesn't have to be. Join the movement with Unplugged Canada.
All right. Now, second hour of the program, time for a trip to Cabo Verde. Yeah, formerly known as Cape Verde, more of the Englishization of the name, but ever since late 2013, official.